Report: House GOP leadership punts controversial FISA spy powers vote to April. By Sean Moran on March 20, 2026. House Republican leaders will move a planned vote on a controversial surveillance plan to April after many conservatives balked at the idea of extending the surveillance authority without more reform, according to a report. Politico reported that House GOP leaders will move next week's planned vote to next month as conservatives revolted against the idea of extending the authority without considering proposals to require a warrant before searching Americans' private communications. Section 702 is a surveillance authority meant to be used to spy on foreign adversaries. However, Americans' private communications incidentally get surveilled without a warrant, contrary to the Fourth Amendment protections against warrantless surveillance. There are reportedly a dozen Republican lawmakers who want more reforms to Section 702 as Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, seeks to pass a clean, 18-month extension of the spy authority. President Donald Trump has asked for a clean extension of the spy authority. FBI Director Kash Patel and other Trump administration officials reportedly failed to convince conservatives to back a clean extension. Reps. Lauren Boebert, RCO, and Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, among other conservatives, have raised concerns about extending the authority, warning the bill will fail if it is brought to a vote. Boebert wrote, "Spying on Americans isn't America first. I'm a no on FISA." One GOP lawmaker said that there was no way a rule to advance a clean FISA extension would pass next week. Johnson could only afford to lose two votes on a rule to advance the measure and have the FISA extension be considered on the House floor. Section 702 expires on April 20. Now, Johnson and GOP leaders will work with conservatives on a FISA package that could pass through Congress's lower chamber. James Chernyovsky, the head of emerging technology policy at the Consumer Choice Center, said, "Well, this is a massive development. Good. A clean reauthorization should never have been the ask. The program is too problematic with well-documented abuses. Americans deserve to get the much-needed reforms we've been asking for." A federal judge recently ordered the release of FISA Section 702 non-compliance incident records after a Cato Institute Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request for the documents. The Cato Institute's Patrick Eddington wrote about how lawful gun purchasers often unwittingly get surveilled through Section 702. Those incidentally collected American communications are retained in NSA databases for years and are warrantlessly searchable by the FBI through what critics have long called the backdoor search loophole. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISC, and multiple congressional oversight reports have documented thousands of such searches annually, many involving wholly domestic criminal investigations with no foreign intelligence nexus. One question that's never been addressed is the extent to which the FISA Section 702 program may violate the Second Amendment rights of U.S. citizens. When Americans buy a Glock pistol, a Beretta shotgun, or a box of Checkmate Cellier and Bellow ammunition at their local gun store, they likely assume the transaction is between them, the dealer, and perhaps the ATF's background check system. What they almost certainly don't know is that the business communications underpinning that entire supply chain, every email, phone call, and text between U.S. importers and their foreign suppliers, is almost certainly being vacuumed up and stored under the Section 702 program. Emphasis added. This is why Second Amendment groups such as Gun Owners of America, GOA, have backed legislation such as Representative Warren Davidson's RO, Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act to prevent infringement of law-abiding gun owners' Second and Fourth Amendment rights. On Thursday, 133 civil rights, AI, labor, and privacy groups, led by Demand Progress and the Project on Government Oversight, urged Congress to block a clean FISA extension. The law simply has not kept pace with the rapidly growing capabilities of AI. We should all share the fear that powerful AI makes it possible to conduct invasive surveillance at unprecedented scale, and that these tools pose serious risks to our fundamental liberties, the letter stated. Congress must ensure that legal safeguards to prevent the abuse of AI surveillance technology are in place as soon as possible. A poll sponsored by Demand Progress and conducted by Data for Progress in early March said that 37% of voters, including a plurality of voters, and a plurality of 41% of Republicans think FISA should only be reauthorized with restrictions on law enforcement purchasing personal data through data brokers. FBI Director Kash Patel on Thursday said during a Capitol Hill hearing that the FBI is buying information via data brokers that could be used to track people's movement and location history. "We do purchase commercially available information that's consistent with the Constitution and the laws under the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, and it has led to some valuable intelligence for us," Patel said.